Baseball is back, basketball is heating up, and the NFL draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app, the biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.
You're listening to the Dana and Parks podcast on KMBZ. We're a laugh without a tear, the hope without the fear.
We are coming home. We're the last in line. Ronnie James Dio. 576-7798. Story here from the Kansas City Star. It's out of Clayton, Missouri. Faith and civic leaders gather today to call on St. Louis County Prosecutor Bob McCullough to join his counterparts in other urban areas who have stopped requiring people accused of low-level crimes to post money for bail, saying that the current system needlessly keeps many poor people behind bars because they can't afford the cost to post bail. The Reverend Daryl Gray, a black community activist, said more than three dozen clergy throughout the region will use Father's Day as their occasion and their sermons on Sunday to speak out against a bail system that tears apart families, destroys the ability to make a living, and leads to a cycle of incarceration. Quoting here from Reverend Gray. Families are broken up because people lose jobs because bail is too high. Once people get inside the justice system or any justice system, it is very difficult to get out, and it becomes a revolving door for many people. The prosecutor's office declined to comment.
Listen to this. In May 2010, a guy named Khalif Browder was arrested and charged with robbery for allegedly stealing a backpack. Okay, that's his crime, allegedly stealing a backpack.
Okay.
Bail was set at $3,500, which he was unable to pay. He insisted he was innocent, refused to take the plea deal that would have set him free. They said, just take a plea, we'll let you go. He says, no, I did not do this. He consequently spent 3 years in jail. Scott, listen to these two words, without trial. Without trial. How is this legal? Enduring incredible violence and isolation. The charges were eventually dropped and he was released, but he never recovered from the experience. Browder took his own life at age 22. There are strong incentives for defendants like Browder to plead guilty to crimes they did not commit. And as a result, 90 to 95% of convictions are released or reached rather through a plea deal. The system is the greatest system in the world. I believe that. I do believe that. It is flawed. It is human. But it is still the best that we have. The bail system is so jacked up. 3 years in jail because you cannot pay $3,500 in bail for a crime you did not commit when they're saying, hey, we'll let you out. Just plead guilty. Because overworked, underpaid prosecutors' offices are there to clear cases. Clear the case, move on. Clear the case, move on. Clear the case, move on.
So
there aren't enough public defenders to help these guys.
What do you do, Dana? I mean, let's say, for example,
this. We don't need bail for things like stealing a backpack.
Okay.
If you're accused of murder,
now,
jack that right up.
Okay.
I'm totally fine with that.
Rape?
Absolutely.
Okay. Now, what was the bail for stealing the backpack?
$3,500.
Oh, $3,000. Okay.
$3,500.
And
it's
you
ridiculous.
Have to make, and you're supposed to make 10% of that to get out?
If it's cash, I don't know how that works, Scott. I've always heard 10%. I don't know how that works.
I thought it was 10% cash. And
then you get it back if you show up to court.
Yeah, you show up for court, yeah. What's the incentive to show up for court then if you have no bail?
Because you don't want a warrant out for your arrest? That's incentive enough for me.
For you.
In April, a top prosecutor in Richmond, Virginia, instructed prosecutors to stop recommending bail and instead recommend release, but with pretrial conditions, unless they pose a risk. Philadelphia's DA announced in February that he instructed city prosecutors not to seek bail in cases alleging 25 misdemeanors and nonviolent felonies. He says the system discriminates against blacks, Latinos, and poor people. I absolutely agree.
How does it discriminate against them?
Because if you throw me in
jail... they have less money?
...for stealing a backpack, which is on its face ludicrous, but let's say you did, I would be able to come up with that money and almost immediately. If I could,
you would, yes.
If I couldn't, my husband would. My parents would. Mindy Wetmore would bail me out. I guarantee it. Allison, I know she'd bail me out.
Yeah.
It discriminates against people who do not have a wide net of educated, affluent family and friends. It discriminates against anyone who is themselves poor.
Well, let me play devil's advocate. If you can't afford the time, don't do the crime.
The guy didn't steal the backpack.
We don't know that, do we?
He didn't steal a backpack.
How do we know that?
I'm just saying.
He said he didn't.
Well, and then he took his own life 3 years later they put him in jail. Here's my bigger issue.
Every criminal says they didn't do it.
You put these guys in jail, they cannot pay bail. I'm asking, how is it legal under the United States Constitution to keep someone in jail for 3 years?
Well, it's not.
Without representation, but it's happening in communities all over the country.
Because you have the right to a speedy trial.
There's nothing about speedy there.
I understand. And I would argue that is, in and of itself, unconstitutional.
But how many people are sitting in jail for something they did not do?
Well, I don't know. I don't know the answer.
Because they cannot pay bail. And then 6 months turns into 12. 12 months turns into a year. A year turns into 2 years. There's no way this is constitutional.
So these are people who
do not have standing. They can't afford to hire a lawyer. They're not going to call Tom Bath and say, get me out of here.
Well, that's fair. If you can't do the crime, or you can't do the time, don't do the crime.
You're assuming they did the crime.
Well, you're assuming they didn't.
I say anything less than no crimes against persons. Those are, you got to have bail for crimes against
persons. Okay, so you're saying if it is a, quote, victimless, which there really is, other than prostitution and drugs, there is.
I'm saying non-violent.
Non-violent, okay.
Felony.
All right.
And crimes that are not high-level crimes against persons.
Well, here's.
Aggravated battery, you got to get bail.
Well, let me throw out a non-violent felony for you. You do not hit anyone, but you've been pulled over for your 8th DUI. That is a non-violent felony.
Okay, then you say, after 3, your bail set at $10,000.
He has hurt no one.
You've had 3. You're a habitual offender. I'm good with that.
All right. What if the person who stole the backpack has been arrested 5 other times? And we know this guy.
For petty theft.
I'm just asking. I mean, you're saying if the guy has been pulled over 3 times for a DUI, he's a habitual offender. What if the guy who stole the backpack has been arrested 5 times for petty theft?
Here's what I will tell you, and I am 99.9% certain that I'm right here. These governments are run poorly as businesses. I think there is somehow, they always say follow the money. Hmm. What would be the incentive for a city like Kansas City, Missouri, to make all of these people pay bail, which puts them into the system, which means they're not out there working. You can't go to work if you're in jail. That means you're not providing for your family because you can't work because you're in jail. There has to be a reason that this system makes sense to cities, because I don't see it. What is it?
Well, listen, I may have just gotten back from Turks and Caicos, but I haven't gotten that liberal yet. If you are arrested for a crime, okay, you have a backpack that does not belong to you. You stole it. And we're using this case, and I think it's actually a pretty poor example.
Okay, you steal a car. The backpack is just such a shocking example of how this system is entrapping people.
Dana, how many times have you and I sat in this studio and watched a car chase on TV?
We have.
Okay? Never one time have we ever seen the person eluding the police hit another? Well, we've seen them hit them, but nobody's ever been hurt nor killed in any of these police chases.
Okay.
Should those people be arrested? Obviously, yes. Should they have to post some sort of a bail? They've hurt no one.
I would argue
all they've done is stolen a car.
No, I would argue the extreme reckless nature of that offense would prompt a judge to say, I'm setting bail at $5,000 or $10,000. From the text line, hey, Scott, we are innocent until proven guilty.
Okay.
And that's
then let Johnny Robinson out.
That's where I come. No, he's already been convicted.
Prior to his conviction.
That is where I come back to this backpack. You are innocent until proven guilty, but we are going to take away every single freedom you have as an American for 3 years.
Okay.
Because you're poor.
Okay.
Because my freedom wouldn't be taken away.
Okay.
Your freedom wouldn't be taken away. And you know what? Rod's freedom wouldn't be taken away because you would bail Rod out.
I would. The Golden State Killer is in jail right now.
Yes.
He is being held without bail. He cannot even get out of jail.
And thank God for it.
Whoa, 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 whoa. He is innocent until we prove him guilty. He should at least,
and he will get a speedy trial within a year as he stands accused of raping more than 150 women.
Dana.
That goes back to crimes against persons. We are not talking about stealing a backpack.
But if we're going to go to the Constitution says you should. Here, I'll get the words.
Someone just said
verbatim.
It's unfair because people with more money get a lesser consequence every time. And Scott, you know that's true. You know that's true.
Do I?
Yes. I just gave you the perfect example. You would be bailed out. Rodney would be bailed out. I would be bailed out. You would still be able to come to work every day. Rod would still come to work while he awaited trial because we would pool together and get his butt out of jail.
Well, that's good to know.
I would.
no different than, an average guy walking down the street, finds a girl passed out behind a dumpster, does something terrible to her, goes to jail for a very long time. A very rich student of the college goes and finds that girl and gets 3 months.
He spent 3 months. And that judge has been ousted while you were on vacation. Judge Persky, one of the only judges to be ousted in the state of California in, was it 50 years, Rodney, I think?
Yeah, it's something outrageous like that.
Okay, I'm looking up the article regarding excessive bail. Let me find it in here.
I mean, you want to talk about OJ?
What about him?
Had a unknown black man murdered a white woman
and her companion
friend? That case would have been open and shut, but because it was OJ, and let's face it, 90% of America is pretty sure he did it. He didn't do nothing.
Crazy.
Okay, here we go. Eighth Amendment to the U.S. Constitution: excessive bail.
Okay.
Shall not be required, nor excessive fines imposed, nor cruel and unusual punishment inflicted.
Good. Define excessive.
Exactly.
Because excessive to me is probably $400,000.
Okay. The Golden
excessive
State.
Excessive to the backpack thievery
but
guy.
Dana.
Is probably 200.
But Dana, the Golden State Killer is currently held without bail. You would argue, great. I would argue the same thing.
Sure.
Would you argue that no bail is excessive?
Not in that case.
It's excessive because you can't meet it.
It's extreme. This is an extreme
violent that is not what the Constitution
against a person.
That is not what the Constitution says. The Constitution says excessive bail shall not be required.
And if you look up, I guarantee you right now that this has been adjudicated. If you look up Supreme Court decision regarding no bail, this has already been settled
law. I understand what the Supreme Court said. I'm telling you what the Founding Fathers said. The Founding Fathers said excessive bail shall not be required. I would argue that holding somebody with no bail is excessive. I don't care who you are.
You've lost your mind.
Okay, fine.
I was at a swim meet last night, and one of my dearest friend's moms, I was talking to her. She's a shoe gal. And I said, have you heard about Rothy's? She said, no, tell me more. I sent her the link. Go to rothys.com and check out these shoes. Hands down, the most comfortable flat you will ever own, period. You will wear them all day, every day. All day at work, they're so stylish. You will wear them out for a night out on the town. They look good, and they feel great. If you're like me, you hate high heels. I cannot stand high heels. Rothy's is for you. If you're one of those people on your feet all day, ladies, go to Rothy's.com. You know they have to switch out their styles and colors every week because they keep selling out. Rothy's.com, an everyday flat for life on the go. I love them. You're going to love them too. They have an amazing deal right now for my listeners. Free shipping and free returns and exchanges on your Rothy's shoes. And trust me, you're not going to want to return them. Go to Rothy's.com. Enter Dana to get your cute shoes and your free shipping. It's a no-brainer. They are comfortable, they are stylish, and sustainable. Did I mention when you're done wearing them, you just toss them in the washing machine and you wear them again? They're so easy to keep clean and free shipping. Get yourself a pair today. Rothys.com. Promo code Dana. Get this deal while it lasts.
He looked down into her brown eyes and said, say a prayer for me. She threw her arms around him, whispered, God will keep us free.
Ray Charles.
They could hear the riders coming. He said, this is my last fight. If they take me back to Texas,
Ray Charles
they won't
and
take me back alive.
Let's go to Pam in Kansas City. Hello, Pam.
Hello.
Hello.
I was just going to comment on your lack of knowledge of bail bonds.
Well, you know what? And that's fine. And you're welcome to correct me. Thank God I have a lack of knowledge about bail.
Yeah, I think it was Dana that said you get your money back from the as you show up, but you don't get the 10% back. You just don't lose the rest. I mean, if the person doesn't show up, then the bail bondsman charges the $3,500. Let's just say you were talking about $350 for the bail bondsman to get out. Well, then if you don't show up, you owe him the rest of the $3,500.
And then they take that out on your knuckles.
I guess they take it out of something. I don't know what it is, but...
Sure.
The 10% pays the bail bond, that's how they make their money.
Okay. Again, I'm glad I don't know that either, but thank you for the call, Pam.
Chris in Osawatomie. Hello, Chris.
Hey, how you doing?
Doing well, man. Thank you.
Hey, I was just talking about the... You say... The bail is discrimination against certain people, and there shouldn't be. I mean, it's not. It should be set for the crime. So it doesn't matter who you are, you know, American Indian, white man, black man, Asian, Mexican. You know, if you do a certain crime, the bail is set for that crime, you know, for everybody. It should be that way.
But there are wide swaths of the population who cannot afford to pay that money. And that's where the discrimination creeps in.
Is it discrimination because they can't afford it?
It's discrimination if an entire body of people cannot afford it.
It would be discrimination if, for example, and Chris, maybe you would agree with me on this, if let's say somebody steals a backpack, which is the example you gave, Dana.
Yes.
If a white man steals a backpack and bond is $1,000, and a black man steals a backpack and bond for him for the same crime is $3,000, then that's discrimination.
Yeah, then whoever does that setting the bail should be like fired and
Or impeached. Yeah, you would have to impeach a judge.
But you don't disagree that if you live in the urban core and you are arrested for something you did not do
let's go with most people get arrested for things they do.
And you are in jail, it is more likely than someone living in Fairway, Kansas, more likely that you are not going to be able to pay to get out. And that's where, is it absolute on its face discrimination? No, it's more backdoor discrimination. Well, like, we're not discriminating.
If I may, and I know we got to get to the news, so hang tight, Kara. I would argue what you're arguing for is discrimination. The white guy from Fairway should have to pay bail because he can afford it. But the black guy from the inner city shouldn't because he can't.
That's not what I'm saying. I'm saying it's more likely that the professional in Fairway would be able to pay it and get out and continue with life than the person in the middle of the inner city.
But what you're advocating for is discrimination. Let's make sure the white guy pays bail, but the black guy in the inner city doesn't.
There's no discrimination if you say we're going to base this on low-level crime and we're going to get rid of it for low-level petty crime.
Newsroom Caremarkser.
Happening now on KMBZ, an officer-involved shooting following a standoff in the Northland. More next.
Let me tell you, if you or an aging parent are in the market for a new place, carefree lifestyle, tired of the burden of maintaining a home, you need to check out Silvercrest at Deer Creek and Silvercrest at College View. Month to month, apartment homes are available right now. Gorgeous retirement community, 24/7 on-site security, stunning wooded views, and all of the amenities of today's modern retirement community. Three meals a day, housekeeping services, travel in the heart of beautiful southern Overland Park. They got staff members out there who've been out there for 10, 20 years. One and two bedroom apartment homes are available now for anyone over age 55. They have traditional assisted living services too if you need that. Check out Silvercrest at Deer Creek and Silvercrest at College View. Ask anyone out there. They'll tell you, we wish we would have done this years ago. SilvercrestKansasCity.com. Go to SilvercrestKansasCity.com. Thanks for listening to the Dana and Parks podcast. Remember, you can catch us online anytime at KMBZ.com.
Baseball is back, basketball is heating up, and the NFL draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app, the biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.